And welcome
Let's
back to the Tuned
go.
In podcast. Andrew and Braden here.
Yes, sir.
Episode 30, and we're having a good weekend. How are you?
Oh man, it has been a great weekend. The weather's so nice. I always talk about the weather, but it just makes you happy when the sun's out.
Oh yes,
you can just go for a walk, do whatever you want. It's so awesome. How are you doing,
dude? I'm doing so good. I feel like we are spoiled with basketball right now.
We so are.
There's like a game every night in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, it's so freaking awesome.
We got, since our last episode, we've had the two game sevens too. Those have been so exciting. Just loving life. Loving life. And if you're listening to this podcast today, you're probably loving life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. The NBA has really turned into like a year-round thing. I feel like the draft is just so like, there's so much attention and drama always and off season. And oh man, this is the best league in the world, in my opinion. It's awesome. Pretty sweet. We got a lot of exciting things we're going to talk about on our episode today. Not much Jazz news, but we have some Jazz trade rumors that we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about the all NBA teams, defensive teams, and all rookie teams, which may or may not include some Jazz people. And then we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. Things are heating up in the conference finals in the East and West. And then we're going to talk about a couple other small pieces of NBA news. And then we'll close it out by talking about NCAA 25. The reveal happened this week. So we're looking forward to a great episode today.
Yes, sir. And if you're listening to this, give us 5 stars on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And follow us on Instagram. And we keep posting reels on there. We're on the road to growth. And so we love to get as many followers and new people listening as we can. And if you're into the Jazz, stay tuned this offseason. We're going to cover every single part of the draft and everything going into next season as well.
Yes, and this is episode 30 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, we have a couple bits of news today.
Let's go.
Let's start with one that just kind of came out randomly this week. Some trade rumors from earlier this year involving the Jazz. Do you want to break this down for us?
Yeah. So apparently there was a rumor, I believe it was reported by KSL's Ben Anderson, who made the claim on the Jazz Note podcast that around the trade deadline, the Jazz had a possible deal with the Atlanta Hawks for DeJounte Murray that included Keontae George, which is why the Jazz said no. Recently, after he said that, DeJounte Murray tweeted, "Don't believe everything you see on the dumb A internet." So, kind of an interesting comment. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he's telling the truth? What are your thoughts on this possible news?
I mean, I think it whether it's true or not doesn't really matter because nothing happened. But yeah. I'm glad the Jazz would decline this if it is true.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know. Because Keontae ended up looking real good the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
So did DeJounte. But I think Keontae has the... And their names rhyme. Holy cow. I didn't even realize. Keontae and DeJounte.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun trade. But yeah, I'm glad they didn't do it. Whether or not it was true or not, I don't really think matters too much to me.
No, yeah. I totally agree. I would take DeJounte Murray. I think in the future he could still be a great piece for us. But for Keontae, I agree. I think Keontae's got much more upside as of right now. You're right. It really doesn't matter if it's true. But also, like, how would DeJounte Murray know if it was true or not? Like, I don't... Half the time, those players don't even know what the trade talks are. So
a lot of them don't know they're traded until we know they're traded.
Until it happens,
or at the same time,
So it's just funny. I do understand his point, though. Like, I know Donovan Mitchell recently tweeted, I think we talked about it last week, something similar where just all these rumors happening and them, like, not knowing anything about these rumors. So it's kind of a weird age we live in the NBA, I think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I guess speaking of Keontae, he was on one of those all NBA rookie teams.
He was not the one he should have been, but
that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, he made the second team.
Yes. It's
debatable if he could have made the first, but he didn't get enough votes, but yes. I'm happy he's on a team because I think there was a chance that he may not have made it at all.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he's on the second team is good enough for me. I don't think anybody goes back in 10 years down the road and says like, oh, Keontae, he only made all-rookie second team. Like, yeah. Oh, he's probably not that good. Yeah. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter, but he made one. So
yeah. I mean, you look at other Jazz Noble rookies, nobody's talking about Donovan Mitchell losing to Ben Simmons at this point, rookie of the year, right?
Yeah.
Now we know who's better, but
I don't even think people remember Ben Simmons was rookie of the year at this point.
No. Interestingly enough, I just looked at the voting for all-NBA team, and Keontae was literally in third place out of the first team. Like, there was two more second team players that got more votes, which is kind of crazy. I didn't realize that, but
I'm surprised how high Derek Lively is on there.
Yeah.
Probably because he's still in the playoffs. He has been playing really well.
So. Yeah, he's looked. I always wonder why they do voting during the playoffs because I feel like it would be hard to be objective and leave the playoffs out of it. But yeah, that's really interesting. Looking at the stats, though, I mean, Keontae's up there with a lot of these guys. I think he's like third in points in most of the, at least the wings, the front court guys.
Yeah, he's 13 points a game is pretty good for a rookie. And as we're kind of comparing some of his peers, he's got a really good free throw too, 84%.
Yeah.
It's like one of the highest.
Yeah, that's the best one.
But I do understand Brandon Miller being on the first team. He had an amazing year and he's on the Hornets. So
yeah,
he gets a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
The guy that I feel like maybe Keontae could have made it over is Brandon Podziemski.
Yeah.
I know his team was better. He's a good shooter. I don't know. I think Keontae has a case against him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I will say I'm happy for Podziemski. Like, I remember watching him last year in the WCC. Was it Santa Clara is who he played for, I believe?
That sounds right.
He was one of the guys we played, BYU played pretty frequently. I'm happy for him that he's found a spot. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists a game. That's like a solid role player right there. But I agree with you. I think really in most of the stats, he's only marginally better. Keontae has more points and more assists per game, which I think
those
you could argue.
Those are important stats.
The most important almost, yeah. So, I mean, maybe if Keontae played for the Golden State Warriors, so he would have gotten a little more love. I don't know, but
yeah, I mean, you could also argue Scoot Henderson could have made it somewhere.
Yeah.
He actually had more points and assists than Keontae, too. He had 14 and 5, so.
Yeah.
But he is on the Portland Trailblazers, and he did have some stinkers this year, for sure.
I wonder what the, I can't remember what the requirements are. It looks like Scoot played 62 games. Is it 60 or 65?
Oh, I think it might be 65.
So I wonder if he played three more games, I wonder if he would be, he's not even on the voting at all.
I don't think for rookies, I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter on that.
But either way, he didn't vote, so.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to Keontae.
Yes.
Only up from here. Right?
So far, a really good looking rookie class. And I think we got one of the better ones. So I think
and deep, really. Very because deep, like you have the first and second rookie teams. You could have a third.
Oh, yeah.
Easily
absolutely.
With the talent that's there. And it sounds like this upcoming draft might be similar to that, too. That seems like there's a lot of good players coming.
Yeah, you could get gems anywhere in the draft.
Yep.
For sure. We also had the All-NBA defensive teams come out. No surprise, Rudy Gobert graced it. Interestingly enough, 3 centers made the first team, though.
4 centers.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Davis, yeah. 4 centers and Herb Jones. So that's a...
That's a team right there.
Yeah, my goodness.
It's positionless, so I guess they'll do what they want.
Yeah,
but
good for
sense.
Wemby. I think Wemby deserved it.
Yes.
A lot of people argued he should have been defensive player of the year. I think he will win
He'll
it
get
from
plenty.
Now on.
We all know that. I think also on the second team, it's kind of funny that it's like the opposite and there's 4 guards. And Jaden McDaniels too.
Yeah, that's the one, Jaden McDaniels. I honestly thought he had a spot on the first team. I just like him a lot, but yeah, kind of interesting.
Somebody's got to get left out. There's so many good players, especially with defense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like they did a good job with ranking it. I just think it's weird that there's 4 centers, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's how they changed the rules. So there's no positions. And I would say the center position is the most important.
Yeah.
On defense, being able to switch on to guys and protect the paint. And so it makes sense that the centers would dominate it. But
That's
kind of weird.
That's kind of an interesting thing too. Like, I feel like maybe the last 5-10 years we've kind of moved away from centers a little bit. Like, we've seen a lot of teams play small ball. Like, the Warriors just have Draymond playing the 4 or 5 most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of really talented centers. I mean, we didn't even talk about guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. is a really good defender, scorer around the rim. He's just a guy that comes to mind. But there's a ton of really good big men. Different style maybe than it was a couple years ago. But
yeah, really, I also think team defense plays a huge role into these rankings.
Absolutely.
And so, like, the Orlando Magic had the best defense in the league.
You had to have
Jalen Suggs on one of those. I think it's interesting. The Thunder were one of the better defensive teams also.
Yeah.
But they didn't have anybody. So I think you could argue Lou Dort could have made it somewhere on here.
It only shows us the top voting for the players that actually made it. But I wonder, like, a guy like Chet, how many... Oh, it looks like... Oh, other players that receive votes, the top one that didn't make it was Lou Dort, interestingly enough. Shea got 4 votes for first team, actually, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, and Chet Holmgren.
Oh, yeah, and Chet.
Too. So they had three guys that didn't make it on the cusp. So, but I guess we also had the all-NBA teams.
We did.
As well. And these are a big deal for contract.
Yeah, they are.
Implications, you might say. And so there were some guys that were a little sad that they didn't make it, but wish Laurie could make it one day. I know this year we just didn't have enough wins for him to get in the conversation, but
did you see the new contract that Luka's now eligible for?
No, I know it's a lot. Him and Shea probably both.
Yeah, so Luka currently, since he made it, he is eligible for a 5-year, $346 million contract, which would be the biggest in NBA history. Which, and I'm sure he'll get it. I'm positive he will.
340. How much is that per year? Oh, man.
It's hard to even do the math. Insane. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but
it's almost like 70 or 80 million a year or something like that.
It's wild.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so happy for him. That's a lot of money. If he could send some our way, that would be wonderful. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. They need to increase the salary cap a little bit because it's going to be hard to pay those guys. I'll also add, I guess, looking at the teams, is there anybody that you feel like got snubbed or that might be a little overrated?
I mean, I'm a big LeBron James fan. I'm a little surprised LeBron still made it. Jaylen Brown got left off. That's one notable. I don't know. I think they got it pretty right. I can't think of anybody. I mean, Kawhi didn't play a ton. That's just normal for him at this point.
He met the 60 games in the year, though.
That's true. He did. Guys like Kevin Durant, I don't feel like had like as good of a season as you usually see from him. I don't know. It's funny with some of these older guys like Steph and Bron and KD. Like, they're all still great players, but like, where are they? Maybe Steph not as much as KD and LeBron, but it's kind of interesting. They're kind of up there because of who they are, and I totally respect it. But it's kind of interesting. Is there anybody you see got left off?
I think you could make the argument for Tyrese Maxey, maybe on the third team.
That's a good point.
I think. Maybe Halliburton or Booker, one of those guys would be the ones that I'd put him in for.
That's true.
But obviously they had great years too.
Yeah.
I'm very happy Sabonis is on here.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had an amazing season.
Really good season.
He didn't even make the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Which is a crime. But at least made All-NBA. So that I don't know, that kind of makes no sense to me. But I'm glad
he's probably
that
the only guy on here that didn't. I think he's the only one on here that
didn't make an All-Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so I'm glad that he got his praise because he's had such a great year. Kings have been pretty good.
Yeah.
And I also, maybe this is too much, but I think you could argue for Jalen Brunson on the first team.
The first team, yeah.
Because, like, I know Jason Tatum's, like, basically been on there, like, almost every year.
Yeah.
But you could argue that Brunson has been more valuable to the Knicks than Jason Tatum's been to the Celtics, because the Celtics are just like a juggernaut team.
Yeah.
And Jalen Brunson is just the man.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe you could have put Brunson on the first team, but yeah, maybe that's a little bit of me being a little overrated. But
I agree. I think Jokic was a lock, Shea was a lock, and Luka was a lock. I don't think this year was a lock for Giannis to be first team. Just his team really struggled all year. He had quite a few injuries this year, sat out some games.
He played amazing, though.
But he did play really good.
Like, when he was on the court, this was one of his best
years.
That's
just what Giannis does.
He's like 30-10-5 every game. Insane.
Yeah, that might just be my voter fatigue talking, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Jalen Brunson, you can make an argument for him. I think it's hard not to make an argument for Anthony Edwards just because of how well the Timberwolves did, although I don't know... Like, that's like the argument of like, who do you put him over? That's the hard.
Yeah, you had to have at least one Timberwolf guy on here.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Maybe next year we'll get Markkanen on there. We get some more wins. Maybe we're a top five seed eventually, then we could get somebody on here.
Yeah.
When was the last time we've had a Jazz guy in all NBA? Was Donovan ever an all NBA guy? And Rudy definitely was. I know that for sure.
He was. Rudy was third team at one point. I feel like Rudy had probably more just because his position was less saturated. Not sure. Rudy's a four-time All-NBA team member.
It looks like Donovan only made it on the Cavs. I don't think he made it on the Jazz.
Interesting.
And then you said what for Rudy?
He was a four-time All-NBA member, and I know it wasn't this year and last year, so it had to have been with the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that was... It was always like, I bet they're all third team, to be honest, because it's, you know, Jokic and Embiid kind of took those first two before they changed the rules and probably would have allowed him now, but...
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, yeah, I guess he would be our last guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Deron Williams or Boozer.
Yeah, speaking of last guy, he is the last, well, him and Mike Conley and I guess Nikhil are the last Jazz players left in the playoffs.
Very true.
Have you been, watching the playoffs?
I've been loving the playoffs. It's been, we didn't talk about the game sevens since last week because it's been a whole week.
Yeah.
loved game seven.
That game was sweet.
Especially the Nuggets Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I don't know if fans realize how great this is for the game. Like, it's very rare that you'll have a game seven with a 20 point comeback.
Yeah.
I think this is the only time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And the defending champion Nuggets, Anthony Edwards, who's like one of the most exciting players to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's trash talking. We all love it. And not to mention our Jazz guys on there too. And so, I don't know. I think we got spoiled with that series. It was so good. I wish there was a couple of those games that were closer and not blowouts, but the game seven was everything you could want.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've heard them say a couple times on broadcast that it's the fourth year in a row where the defending champ has lost, not made it back to the finals.
Yeah, we've got a new champion every year.
And I think that's just a testament to how like balanced the NBA is right now. Well, maybe not
to an extent.
Maybe not in the East, but in the West, it's very like the talent is very spread out. It's not like there's not one team that's dominating, which I think is really awesome. And honestly, I think Anthony Edwards is on his way to becoming the face of the league. Maybe not.
Hey, if he wins the championship this year, call it.
Just like maybe not even talent wise, but just aura wise. He's got that vibe where you're just like, dude, I want to root for this. This guy's sweet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Buy his jersey?
Dude, I'm tempted, dude. I'm getting pretty close to buying me a Wolves jersey, dude. I've been rooting for these guys.
I'm already calling it. I think Wemby's gonna be the face of the league.
You think so? Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I would go buy a Wemby jersey.
Yeah.
But
hopefully it's not Chet. I don't like Chet. But
that's fair.
Well, I guess while we're talking about the Wolves, they played game one, right? Game one already? Game two.
Yeah,
tonight.
They took an L.
They did take an L. That series, that game was so fun to watch.
That was a close game, too.
The Wolves were winning for most of the first half, I believe.
Yep.
Into the second half and then just lost it.
Kyrie Irving went off.
Yeah,
he had 24 points in the first half. Only six in the second half, but still. pretty crazy that he just like makes everything look so easy the way he finishes at the rim.
I freaking love Kyrie.
I was a little disappointed by Rudy and Kat. I thought they could be they could be better defensively.
Yeah.
Kind of taking away those lobs and things. So hopefully they tighten that up in game two.
Yeah, I agree. I think, especially when you got guys like Gafford and Lively, like I think those guys are really good NBA players. They play their role, but against Gobert and Kat, like you gotta play better than that.
Both those guys aren't gonna play at the same time. So the four is gonna be like PJ Washington or Derek Jones or something like that. You gotta dominate your two bigs when they're both out there. I feel like they did a lot of pick and roll with Kat as the ball handler and Rudy as the screener. And that was pretty successful when they did it, because the matchups are just a nightmare for most teams. And so I hope that they maybe keep going to that if it's working. And I think just really keying in on like those lobs at the rim. And I don't know about Anthony Edwards' defense on Kyrie. Maybe he can get a little bit tighter on that too.
Oh, dude, he was gassed at the end of the game. Like
he looked
was,
like he might have been hurt too. I hope not.
He might have been, yeah. It was interesting. I think like Jaden McDaniels played really well offensively at least. Luka just took over late in that game. That was insane. Like Kyrie kind of just kept them in the game, like with how well he was playing. But Luka just like hit some of the shots he was hitting late in the game. I was like, oh my gosh. I personally think like
special player.
I want the Wolves to win, but I think like I'm rooting for either of these teams.
Game seven's what we're rooting for, essentially. Honestly. Yeah.
And I will say, I don't know when Naz Reid's contract ends, but that dude is gonna get paid when the season ends. He is an absolute animal. I think he could be a five on
Have
a really
good
team.
Have you seen all of the Naz Reid tattoos people are getting? Yeah. It's just like his name.
Yeah. Apparently there's like funny, a barber that's doing it for $20 or something in Minnesota or
Yeah, I saw this like post on Instagram and it just showed like a grandma got it, a middle-aged guy got it, younger person got it.
Where would you get your like Naz Reid tattoo if you...
Nowhere.
No, dude, I'm getting mine.
I don't need to remember Naz Reid the rest of my life, but a lot of people want to.
Yeah.
All
he's
ages.
A beast, though. He's a beast.
He is a beast. I'll also say I've been hearing, at least in my opinion, in both of these series, both the Wolves and the Mavericks, and in the East with the Celtics and the Pacers, it's fun to look at the role player matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Like in this game particularly, I love to see Jaden McDaniels versus Derek Jones Jr. Who's going to make more threes in the corner? Because I think that's actually going to be a real indicator of who's going to win these games. And so that's...
Absolutely.
Jaden McDaniels had a great game one, so we'll hope he needs to keep doing that for them to have a chance. And then going over to the East, I think the fun matchup there is TJ McConnell and Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, that is a
Both
fun
the
one.
White guys off the bench, who's going to be better.
I love TJ McConnell. He's such
he's a
dog.
Beast.
Like he's just is fighting every minute he's on the floor. It's like so fun to watch.
Yeah, and he's just gotten scooped up for like the minimum.
Yeah.
And he's playing like honestly one of the best players off the bench in the playoffs. And
he
so.
Was the only one even making a difference on Jalen Brunson in the last series when Brunson was healthy. Like nobody else could do anything to Jalen Brunson. He was just playing otherworldly, and McConnell only had so much in the tank. Obviously you can't play the whole game, so
how do you feel game two, I believe, happened last night? The Celtics kind of just took care of business. It wasn't really ever, it was like close but also not. It's like you watch that game and the Celtics are up by at least five like the whole time, and you think it's close but it never is. And that's just how that game went. Jaylen Brown had 40 as well.
Yeah, so. I honestly just haven't been like that interested in this series. I probably should be more. I didn't watch last night's game. I saw Jaylen Brown dropped 40, but I did watch game one.
Game one was overtime.
Game one was pretty good. Yeah, I thought it was.
I think that was a must win for Pacers. Stinks they didn't get it. But
honestly, well, and especially like game seven with the Knicks, like the way they shot, I think it was like a record or something. The field goal percentage was.
Yeah, like 68%
in the playoffs. Like they shot like an unreal percent. And so I was really hoping for them that they could carry that into game one. They kind of did. I mean, it's
Jaylen Brown hit a clutch three to tie the game with like 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
So honestly, Jaylen Brown's like been the best player in the series so far. not even Tatum. And I'll also add Tyrese Halliburton left the game midway through game two, and it's the, apparently the same reason he missed games during the regular season, in his knee or leg. So if they lose him, that stinks.
Yeah.
We want him back.
Yeah, it does stink. He's a really good player. I'm happy for
him. All-NBA third team.
All-NBA, yeah. Jaylen Brown clearly has a vendetta going against maybe him with getting left off the NBA, all-NBA teams.
That was supposed to be his spot.
I saw after game one with that three that he hit, I saw LeBron tweeted something about how he would, that's why he would foul every time on the last drive.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting strategy. I think we saw that in the game last night as well with Mike Conley got fouled at the end of the game.
Well, he almost made the shot.
And he almost
made
the
shot.
It almost
was a four-point play. So that was kind of dangerous. They needed to foul him a little bit earlier.
Yeah. But fouling him earlier, you only give him a chance to score 2 points instead of three, which is huge.
Frustrating for fans.
I think it's kind of a dumb, like, it's stupid, like, that's kind of playing the rules, but I also get it. If you're trying to win, you're trying to win.
I don't know if you remember when we played the Sixers, the Jazz did this year, and Tyrese Maxey dropped 50 on us.
Oh, yeah.
That game, that exact thing happened. They fouled us two times when we could have shot a three, and it's so frustrating as a fan to know, like, we have no chance as long as they make their free throws, because they're just going to keep fouling.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, LeBron's right. Like, if you're smart, you do that every game.
Yeah.
And you win. And as long as you make your free throws, you win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll see what happens in the series. I don't think it's going to be a sweep, but it might be another 4-1. Who knows?
Right. I mean, the Celtics finally won a game two after losing three straight game twos.
At home,
so they look great. It might honestly be a sweep. We'll see.
Maybe the Celtics were just trying to, you know, finish their series at home. Maybe they were just doing it for the fans. Who knows? I don't know.
Silly.
But yeah, the kind of interesting, lots of, this playoffs are so good. I'm so excited for the finals. I don't really care who the Celtics.
It's going to be a new team no matter what, because Nuggets are out. So
of the four, like, well, maybe not four stars, but of the players so far left, which one do you think you want to see win a ring the most?
I'm thinking less about the stars and more about, like, the veterans.
Sure, sure.
Mike Conley, easily. I'd say him over Gobert.
He deserves it.
I'm a huge Mike Conley guy. I know I've talked about that on the pod before.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see him get a ring. He can totally do it this year.
Yeah.
But out of the stars, I think I want to see... that's a good question. I think I want to see Luka.
Yeah.
If it was one of the star players. But, of course, Mike Conley over anybody.
Yeah. I think... Kyrie's been through a lot the last, like...
He's already got a ring.
He does already have a ring.
Come on.
But he's been through a lot the last 3-4 years, and his legacy's taken such a hit. But, like, I just think we forget sometimes how talented a Kyrie... Like, he might be the best isolation player in NBA history.
Him and Allen Iverson.
Yeah, like...
I think one and one.
Like, it is just unreal the things he can do with the ball to get open shots, like, as a shot creator. So, yeah, he already does have one. I really like all the dudes on Minnesota. I think they just got a cool group of guys. I'm honestly not a big Celtics fan, so hopefully Tyrese can make it, but obviously not looking great. So,
yeah, not looking too good.
Did you hear Inside the NBA might be finished? Did you hear about that?
A little bit. It's going to be sad. I hope it's not true, but I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. The NBA is currently negotiating their new media deal. They have one spot left for, I believe it's for the conference finals and for the finals, but that includes some regular season. And there's three bids, I was what I'm hearing. Amazon Prime Video, NBC, and TNT, who is currently already the partner. Mm-hmm. TNT's the lowest bid, apparently. And if they don't get it, then that means Inside the NBA, Shaq, Kenny, Charles, Ernie, that means that next season will be their last season as a show, which is very sad.
I don't know if you could name a sports show cast that's more iconic than those four guys.
No.
It's like they all fit together like a glove.
Maybe College Game Day, but it's even then, that's not like...
No, not even close.
You can't really name those guys.
Not even close for me. It's just amazing all the years that they've had. It's been, even like when Shaq was still a player, like him and Kenny were like poking fun and jokes at each other.
Yeah.
And I think the MVP of it is Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion. And low-key Ernie Johnson.
Yeah.
But I just hope if it does leave TNT, like Amazon, NBC, one of those guys, please keep them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like it's going to be a tough couple years not having, because I think honestly when you have these late games, especially in the playoffs or on evening games, I look forward to the inside the NBA just as much as the game.
Yeah.
And seeing the fun things that they do afterwards and in the halftime. So yeah. I, as a fan, and I can speak for probably a lot of other people, would be pretty sad to see this go. It's been such a good run.
Yeah, it would be really sad. I think Prime Video's been doing the NFL, it's like Thursday Night Football the last couple years.
Right.
And it hasn't been the best experience, especially because that's like another subscription that you have to have. You know, of course I have Amazon Prime anyways, but... And NBC would be like more open, I guess. Like that's just a broadcast channel. But yeah, it would be so sad. Hopefully if NBC or Prime Video does venture into the NBA, that they would put together a team. Hopefully just out of these guys, but I mean something similar to the inside the NBA.
Yeah. So cross your fingers, do whatever you can. Yeah. Let the Adam Silver send him a letter.
Yeah.
Let them know that we want inside the NBA to keep going.
Yeah.
Another quick news, we got another coach being fired. Last week it was Frank Vogel, right?
Yeah.
This week it's JB Bickerstaff, Cavaliers.
Yeah. Not really a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have much to say on this other than those Cavs picks are starting to look a little bit better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder who else. This might be a weird take, but I was kind of expecting Tom Thibodeau to hear something about Tom Thibodeau.
He's locked up in New York. They love him.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't. I think the injury problems were due to him, to be honest. That's just kind of like his thing around the NBA. It reminds me a lot of those like Chicago teams where they just, you know, Derrick Rose and all, and Taj Gibson and even Jimmy Butler, like, they struggled with injuries bad, and Tom Thibodeau is one of those coaches that works his players really hard and possibly too hard. His teams always have injuries, so you're probably right. He probably does have a little bit more of a leash, but I can't imagine if this keeps happening that he would stay there forever. But
yeah, well, I listened to him in like the presser like after they got eliminated, and he was so professional in what he said. He talked about how he felt like they did everything they could this year in their power. And I feel like he did a great job of getting the most out of their players.
Yeah.
Even the lesser bench guys. Right. And so
he did.
Even though like, yes, like they basically lost half their team and everybody by the end of the playoffs, I think Tom Thibodeau, he created a culture of like hard work and effort and giving everything you can on the court. And I think Josh Hart also is a good ambassador of that. And so, I don't know. I think if you lose Tom Thibodeau, where does that go? Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. I hope that he stays there just because I think they have something good built there, at least for the next year or two.
Yeah. I do think you have to have a balance, though. I mean, you can't play your players 48 minutes. Josh Hart played like 48 minutes most of the playoff games they played this year. And I just... You do have to at some point be smarter rather than like work harder, not smarter, not harder. There, that's the right word. But I think you're right though. That like hard work ethic is not found in most places in the NBA. We can only pray that Will Hardy is establishing that with our players. It's hard to tell because we're losing, but.
Plus, but yeah. I also feel like I can't speak because I have no idea what it's like to play in an NBA game and the kind of. Like work and load, right, that it takes. But if it's the playoffs, I could play 48 minutes. Like what is like, you have like a whole 3 months or 2 months after the season to rest. Like if you want to win, that's what you got to do. And I think some guys are more injury prone than others, of course, but I think like you're a professional. professional NBA player, you should be able to play a whole game if you need to. Maybe not consistently, but like a couple playoffs games, you got it, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a hot take, but I feel like 48 minutes, you can do that. You're a professional NBA player.
Yeah, definitely. I think Grady's got a couple more seasons. I can't imagine Knicks is one of those situations with high expectations, especially if you got a group of guys like this. So you can't keep losing in the second round. That would be the other thing. Yeah. But I think you're right. He's got maybe another season or two. Who knows, depending on how it goes. But
yep.
Another piece of, I guess, sports news, maybe not NBA news, but NCAA 25 had their reveal this week.
Exciting.
People are very, very excited for this game. The last NCAA game that came out was in 2014, literally 10 years ago.
I wasn't even locked into that one.
Yeah,
so.
But that was one of the more successful sports games. Madden's been going downhill, in my opinion. A lot of people agree with that. Even 2K, like a lot of these professional sports video games just haven't been doing very well.
They're all money grabbers, too.
Yeah, they're just in-game purchases just makes it crazy. But it's NCAA 25 is coming out. I'm sure it'll have some in-game purchases. But
it is made by EA.
Apparently, there's... I haven't been able to pin down the exact number, but it's in the double digits of players who opted out because players were given the opportunity to opt in or out. So of the thousands and thousands of players in the NCAA, I think there's like 10,000 or something, only like double digits opted or didn't opt in. So it's kind of interesting.
Pretty good.
The gameplay looks really good. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, go look at their Twitter or you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, I know this is going to be a fun summer thing to do with your friends.
Oh yeah,
I think they're also selling it in like a bundle with Madden 25.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm. I just need the college football one. Honestly.
Yeah, if I'm playing NCAA, I don't know if I'm gonna play Madden.
I don't know if I need both, but yeah, I'm so excited. Hopefully, it's like actually not a money grab, and there's like great gameplay and game modes and everything. But we'll see.
Yes, I look forward to rebuilding. I think East Carolina is the team I'm going with this year. So.
Shoot, they not BYU.
I mean,
might do a BYU one real quick.
And then I love
switch.
BYU. It's not as fun rebuilding BYU because BYU is not that far from being good. It's a little bit of a rebuild.
You want to take
a
Division II team.
Yeah,
or like
you want to build a powerhouse. Yeah,
outside the Power Five. Yeah,
so kind of fun. That's coming out. Thank you so much for joining us on our episode today. Unfortunately, not much Jazz news, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, depending on who you ask. But we're grateful that you joined us. Thank you for spending your time listening to our sports takes and conversations. And we hope that you and your family are safe and healthy.
Yes. And stay tuned as we prepare for the draft. And we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Take care.